I'm talking with Steve, who is kind enough to share his story with us. Steve, regarding the issue of relationships and intimacy, could you describe to the listeners what was going on when you first came into the program?
Well, when I first came into the program, I was, I really didn't go out dating much. I would be very nervous with any kind of intimate issues. Just hand-holding would be just kind of a bit of a panic type of thing. So I was, I really didn't really go out much, and I didn't have any relationships at that time.
And just to profile things, you are how old?
I'm 37 now. I was about 35 in the program when I started the program.
And you're a smart guy, and you've had a variety of an interesting career, doing many different things. Just again, so the listeners can get a sense. For example, what are some things you've done?
I started my own business. I have. I was involved in the dot-coms. I've done marketing. I've done PR. I did a whole bunch of things. I had done stand-up comedy. I've had a variety of things that I've excelled at. But when it came to relationships or intimacy, I was always hitting a brick wall with that.
Okay, so at age 35, with a certain amount of success under your belt, when it came to relationships and women, just describe a little more in terms of the kind of anxiety, the way that you would experience the anxiety.
Basically, I just didn't like being touched. I would get nervous with just even a simple thing as a hug or, I did go out on dates here and there, but I mean, like, any time, just even hand-holding, I would just panic. I'd be caught in a loop where I would just feel I was just trying to come up with the next step, and I couldn't think about what I was doing there, and I would just panic.
I think that's important, your reference to coming up with the next step. It sounds like you were obsessing. Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate. I was not in the moment. I was basically just trying to just deal with what I was doing, and it just would be just an endless loop.
So I know that you were doing a lot of avoidance of relationship or interactive situations, right?
Yes, I mean, I had a lot of friends, but I would never pursue any type of relationships. I would go to maybe a speed dating here and there, but I mean, for the most part, I really stayed away from that because sometimes it was just too much to deal with.
Okay, so in essence, you're saying that you were phobic of intimacy at age 35, and if I say anything wrong, correct me.
No, that would be quite accurate.
Okay, phobic, and when you were in any kind of interactive situation with female, you would get very obsessive, and you'd be thinking, what's going to come next, and that became debilitating. Were you experiencing any physical symptoms of anxiety?
I would feel like I would feel my stomach cramp up, or I would feel a little bit hot. My face would feel a little bit hot. That would be any kind of physical.
Okay, now, where are you at currently with this issue?
Currently, I've been in a relationship for about a year, I've quite resolved it. I mean, it took a while, but bit by bit, I would just push myself to do a little more and be comfortable with a little more. And I feel that I've really conquered that. I didn't think that I would that would be someplace where.
Well,
I'd
go slow for a minute, Steve, because a lot of people who are 35 years old who have not had intimacy think that it's at that point in life, it's a pretty impossible thing to achieve, and you might have even thought that at one time.
Oh, I absolutely did think that.
And I must say, you were not easy to work with at certain times in treatment. But you resolved this at age 35, and you are intimate now in an emotional and a physical sense. It's a major accomplishment. How did you do it? Besides working with me, how did you do it in your mind? How did you turn it around?
I think it was just everything was just a process, you know, just being able to push yourself to hold hands and then kind of move to, you know, feel comfortable kissing a woman. And I mean, I think besides the therapy, just even being a part of the going to the group sessions, because, you know, when I was in other therapies, it just, they would say like, oh, well, you know, there's other people who are like you who are out there, but I never met them. And it's not like they would come up and talk to me about what if they were. But being around people who also were going through the same thing, and you know, giving advice to them giving advice to me, I think that was definitely a part of the process. And it was just, I guess, taking things in small steps, you know, instead of like when I would be dealing with things, I would deal with everything at once instead of just like, okay, let me see if I can just do this.
Steve, thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you very much.